it's time to get your kicks for week number 4 in the NFL. Brian Himes' theme song there, Get Your Kicks, available very, I think, October 19th on Amazon, Spotify, and Bandcamp, and everywhere else you get your tunes. It's Classic Rock 92.1 and the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Sorry, I thought I'd throw it out there. Welcome, guys.
Hey, buddy. What's so funny? I don't understand.
I just giggled a little bit because I said my radio station, and I didn't say your radio station.
It's called ESPN Radio, 92.5 at 1300. The Bottom Line, weekdays at 2, and the Weekend Line, weekend mornings at 9, to get you ready for your football Saturdays and Sundays.
Like I said, Classic Rock 92.1.
I agree with him, Classic Rock 92.1. Yeah.
I feel like
this
is Anchorman, where they're both trying to get in the final word, and good night, San Diego.
How did we do last week in our picks?
And stay classy. All right, so Brad actually finished in first for the week at 10-6. Mm-hmm. Dennis in second at 9-7, and where I went mostly chalk, 6-10.
Wow. The mostly chalk is the regrettable statement of that one.
Awful.
But the chalk always kind of rises to the top eventually some of these weeks. You can't play just the dogs, or we'd all be playing dogs all the time. So, Dennis Dillon, are you ready to kind of invest a little bit more going forward than you have been in the past?
I just wanted to say this about that. I have become a little bit, I feel like I'm making smarter decisions based on the fact that we do this every week. That, you know, because this is our first year as a podcast, and I feel like everybody's input is influencing my own decisions and that I've made better decisions. So, thank you, and thank you, sirs.
Well, I hope our listeners out there are also kind of going along with us and maybe, you know, kind of taking some things into account that we say, because you probably know just as much as we do. We're just a bunch of guys sitting around here literally having a drink and just trying to pick some winners in the NFL. It's not, you know, rocket science. We're not, you know, you're just as smart as we are. Well, except for the beer man when he picks the Bears every week. But that's neither here nor there.
The Bears are 2-1.
They are 2-1.
That was the other thing I was going to bring up this week. I was going to eat a little bit of crow because, I mean, they might be the worst 2-1 team I've ever seen. God. But they are 2-1, beer man, and my hat is off to you and your Bears. And it's not we're not just having
He's just nodding his head up and down. Thank you.
It's like every compliment I give, there's a back of the hand somewhere. And it's not just any drink. It's National Beer Drinking Day, and this would be an ice-cold Coors Light. Thank you, beer man, again.
La Bala de Plata for our Mexican listeners.
And La Biblioteca to you as well. Now, by the way, Smokey and the Bandit, they were getting Coors. Because back then, of course, back in the good old days.
That was the banquet. That wasn't the Coors Light.
Oh, it was just the Coors.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were transferring from Texarkana to Atlanta. That's Smokey and the Bandit. Because back then we couldn't have Coors east of the Mississippi River. It was so just, you know, warranted for the West Coast. Why was that, beer man?
Honestly, I don't know. But believe it or not, on a vacation out west with my family, my dad did the same thing. Had brought back like 10 cases of Coors Banquet.
Your dad wanted to be Smokey, what's his name, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds and Jerry Reed.
I think it was just one of those things where he had a bunch of buddies that were like, yeah, get me some.
Well, the reason that you couldn't get it in the eastern portion of the U.S. is the same reason that we have, you know, for the craft beer breweries now. You know, I mean, their distribution at that time was small. They never expanded.
I don't know how we got on this topic, but we've learned quite a bit already. About new
podcast next week, Beer Talk.
Beer Talk with the beer man. So why haven't you come up with that yet? There's a sponsor waiting.
Because an hour a week talking about beer, I talk enough beer.
Let's talk football. Anything we learned last week other than a lot of dogs covering last week? A lot of totals going under, too.
Here's what's amazing. I dug this stat up. If you pick the winner, you would be 42-6. On the year, as far as the spread goes, the favorites are either covering or the underdogs are winning. 42-6 by just picking the winner.
Anything, Dennis, add to such a great tidbit like that?
No, I'm just glad the Bengals won their first game.
The Bengals won their first game. 1-2, and we'll get to them in just a second. But like you said, beer man, right now, dogs are hitting at almost 60%. Unders are hitting at 60%. So dogs and unders have been the way to go in these games so far. Will it keep up? Let's start on this week's games. Thursday night, Dennis Dillon, your Cincinnati Bengals.
Whoo!
Favored. The 1-2 Bengals favored over the undefeated Miami Dolphins by 4 points. Tua looks like he's questionable right now. His current status is questionable. Joe Burrow for the Bengals. 4-point favorites, total 47. Dennis Dillon.
I like the over, first of all, because of the god-awful mediocre plays on the primetime games Sunday and Monday. Those games went way under.
Yeah.
This water level is going to return to the norm, and I think the over hits. Plus, I think Miami having played in the heat, and good God, their defense was on the field for how long?
90 plays.
40 minutes?
41 minutes, Buffalo time of possession, 90 plays in that 100-degree heat, and three cornerbacks are going to be out this week for Miami, or questionable right now.
Well, of course, the other side of that coin is that the offense should be well-rested, but then again, you have the Tua thing. And this is a bad spot, I think, for the Miami team. They're coming, they're on the road. They are coming off of a big victory in beating Kansas City. I just don't think it's... Or Buffalo, you're right, yeah. I'm sorry. And so, bad place for Miami because they're on the road. They just came off the big win. And the Bengals are going to be hyped for this one. The Bengals are wearing the white uniforms, the white helmets. They've been talking about this for weeks before the season even began. And they need a second win to pull up in that division. I think the Bengals come out playing hard. We'll see. I'm taking the Bengals minus the points.
Last week we talked about Indy and Kansas City, where you looked at that line and you're like, it just doesn't make sense that Indy is this close. To me, this is another one. I realize that Miami had, but who's hotter in the NFL besides Miami and maybe Philadelphia? Miami coming off possibly their biggest win of the year. To me, the line doesn't make sense. I look at that as Vegas knows something. Begrudgingly, I'm going to take Cincinnati.
I think I'm with you guys on this one. I hate it when we all agree on a favorite, but I think this is Cincinnati's spot. Like Dennis said, they're kind of looking forward to this game, the white uniforms of Thursday night. And Miami in a bad spot last week. Buffalo totally outplayed them. You look at the numbers and the stats from that game. Miami was big on that. Miami lost that game big time. Leaning to the over, like we talked about. But I'm taking the Bengals and laying the points here. 1-2 team favored over the 3-0 team. Tua questionable. Yeah, I think this is the spot for the Bengals.
Short week, road game, and the Bengals are home for the first time in 2 weeks.
With the white helmets. So we agreed across the board on 4 games last week. We went 2-2.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And the Hurricane has displaced Miami right now. So, yeah, we don't know how they're dealing with the Hurricane. We've got a London game this week. The New Orleans Saints and the Minnesota Vikings are playing in London. Jameis Winston, questionable right now. So he's not officially going to start. Kirk Cousins from Minnesota. Vikings right now, 2.5-point favorite. And the total here is 43.5. Spearman.
Even if Jameis doesn't play, I don't think you lose that much going to the runner. What's his name?
Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill, thank you.
The tight end, the running back. Who God knows what he is every week.
But here's the concern. Does Kirk Cousins foresee this as a primetime single game? You know, are the spotlights going to be on him? Is he going to freak out? I think Minnesota is one of the best teams in the NFC. I like New Orleans defense, but I'll take Minnesota and lay the 2.5.
Minnesota has had real struggles trying to get the ball to Justin Jefferson. I know because he's on one of my fantasy football teams, and it's been very painful. So they're going to scheme that up a lot. I think that he gets the ball this week. New Orleans, what you guys, again, this gets back to my point earlier, what you guys said earlier in the year, I think it was you, Beer Man, about having the new coach gelling with a new program, it hasn't worked. The defense is good. They've got the players there, but it hasn't gelled. It's like the Bengals' offensive line. That defense just hasn't come together yet. I think Minnesota wins going away, I'm taking the Vikings.
With Nathaniel Hackett, I think, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head, I think those are the two worst hires in the offseason. I understand that you want to kind of keep it within the program. You probably should have gone a different direction if Sean Payton was going away.
Best bet, Riverside. Give me the Saints here. Saints are not going to fall to 1-3, and they outplayed Carolina really well last week. They were Carolina only won because they scored on a fumble return and a blocked field goal. I know Minnesota had a big comeback. This is New Orleans here. I don't care if Jameis Winston starts or not. This is New Orleans. I think this is going to be less. If I'm taking the Saints here and I don't see Jameis Winston starting, I'm probably going to get 3.5 by game time. I'm fine with that. Give me the Saints here. I may not. It might be a little pizza money line on the Saints here in this one. I like the Vikings, but I think the Saints are in a better spot right here in this one.
Is Trevor Siemian still the third backup quarterback?
No, he is with the Bears.
Is he?
Andy Dalton will be the quarterback for the Saints.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, caveat time.
If Winston blah, 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 then blah, blah, blah.
If Winston's out and Andy Dalton is in, that might change the game for me.
That's one thing I'm kind of banking on if Winston doesn't play. Could it not be conceivably an improvement over Jameis Winston?
How much time has Dalton had with the ones? Jimmy Garoppolo can tell you, doesn't matter how long you've played with them, if you don't have a lot of times with the ones for a while, it's tough to step in that spot. I would feel better with Taysom Hill than I would Andy Dalton.
No. Next game.
Jameis Winston, the only 30-30 man I've ever seen. 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. I would take my chances on the Saints. I'm taking my chances on the Saints this week. Let's get to the Monday 1 o'clock games. And you know what? We'll start with the beer man on this one. Bears, Giants, Justin Fields. Could he be the worst passing quarterback in the league? The numbers say yes. Daniel Jones for the Giants. Giants a 3.5-point favorite. Total 39 beer and a half, beer man.
I don't know what's going on that they're not passing. I do know that Justin Fields on 18% of his dropbacks is getting sacked. That could be the reason that they're not throwing the ball all that much. I mean, I do like Montgomery. I do like Khalil Herbert. The Giants, for 2-1, haven't really beat anybody. I'm not saying that the Bears have really beat anybody. I mean, they took down San Francisco, but that was in a monsoon. I'm torn on this game, but I'm going to cheer for the Bears, so I'm going to take the Bears.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
What a shocker.
That's a low under. This is going to be a Saquon Barkley game. I don't know who Danny Dimes is going to throw the ball to. Wandale Robinson, if he's healthy enough, might play, so we might see some Kentucky action out there, but... Sterling Shepard is out, of course, and Kadarius Toney, I believe, is out as well. Both teams have good defenses, and Beerman, I think you're right. I think it's the O-line, and I just think they're trying to keep Justin Fields healthy through the year and limit their chances to get him hurt and throwing interceptions. I think they're just trying to get through this season with him intact to learn the program. Both teams have good defense. Chicago's defense has kept them in games. So
absolutely.
Why not? Why risk it? And so far he hasn't lost too many. I'm taking the Giants, but I don't really love the pick.
I'm taking the Giants against the numbers too. How many passes has Justin Fields thrown this year, Beerman?
He has less completions than a handful of receivers have receptions.
Yes. 45 attempts so far this year for Justin Fields.
Keep in mind, the first game was a monsoon. I don't know that many quarterbacks would have thrown there. I do feel like he should have thrown more last week.
Let's say he didn't even play the first week. He's only averaged 22.5 the last two games. So the Bears are protecting Justin Fields. They know what they have there. One of my best bets is going under the 39.5 in this game. I think you're going to see two teams, and you're going to have a little weather in New York City probably with this hurricane and all this other stuff. And two teams with two quarterbacks that are right now. Yeah, I'm taking the under is my favorite bet in this game, a best bet coming up later in the show. But I will take the Giants to lay the points here. Let's go to the next game. Tennessee and Indianapolis. Indianapolis at home, the 3-point favorite with Matt Ryan and Ryan Tannehill. 42.5 points is the total, Dennis.
I'm taking Tennessee in this game. I think they felt something last week. I think they felt that what it feels like to win a game, and I think they liked it. I like Mike Vrabel. I've said that many times before. Indianapolis, both teams coming off their big first wins.
Big wins, yeah.
So, you know, there's a feeling of elation, but I just think Tennessee is the better team at this point. I think that's it. Close to the end. Field goal decides it. Beer man?
I think defensively, I would take Indianapolis. Quarterback, I would take Indianapolis. The other spots are where I would kind of take Tennessee. Indy had something going against Kansas City, and that's a tough team right now to get something going against. Three is about as far as I would go as far as the line goes. If it jumps to 3.5, I'd probably swap to Tennessee. But with it being three, I'm going to take Indy.
It was 3.5 earlier this week. We've seen it come down to three. I am just like you. If you were going to give me 3.5 in this game, that's a definite Tennessee. But at this point, it's a coin flip. I would take Tennessee based on the three alone, but I don't feel good about this game at all. KC had a big edge on Indy last week in yardage, even though they lost that game. They still outplayed the Colts in that one. So, yeah, I'll take Tennessee in the points, but that's not one that I'll put the college fund on. Let's go to a big scoring game here. Buffalo and Baltimore and Lamar Jackson facing off against Josh Allen. Buffalo getting a lot of respect. 3-point favorite here. Total 51. Beer man.
Buffalo played incredible last week. It just didn't show up on the scoreboard. They're going to play incredible again. Baltimore, in my opinion, could be number two or number three in the AFC. Buffalo is still number one. Baltimore just has some injuries that they're still kind of dealing with. Some people haven't come back yet. I'm going to take Buffalo and lay the three.
Dating back to last year, the Baltimore defense has not been the Baltimore defense in the past. The Ravens have given up 353 pass yards per game so far this year in the first 3 weeks. And that is to Joe Flacco, Mac Jones, and who else did they play? Can't think of it.
Tua.
So.
Tua lit him up, too.
And there's no other team in the NFL that's averaging giving up 300 or more pass yards. So they're on their own island with this one. I think Buffalo gets right this week. I know that's a big line. That's a big number, especially to be on the road and in Baltimore against a team that's explosive. I mean, Lamar is incredibly gifted, but Buffalo knows how to slow that down.
If I'm not mistaken, last year Buffalo, if they were in a close game, they lost. They blew everybody out in the games that they won.
So they'll stop Lamar from running straight up the middle. That's what you got to do. If you can keep him, if you can move him to the outside, he'll lose.
Lamar turned down a $250 million 5-year contract. He thinks he's better than that, and more power to him. I mean, I've heard people say he deserves over $300. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Well,
I love
he's
Lamar.
He's also his own agent, so he's making his own decisions. It's not like he has someone advising him right now. He's a lot of people advising him. None of them are an agent, though. That's the sad thing about it. So, yeah, in this game, I think Buffalo is going to put up a lot of points. They're going to be in the 30s. I think they're going to win and they're going to cover. If I was taking this game, I'd be the chalky favorite and over. Buffalo minus the 3, and I'd go over the total on this one. But I wouldn't feel good about it.
So we all agree on this one?
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo, oh gosh. That means Baltimore is going to win big. Okay. Next game, L.A. Chargers and Houston Texans. Justin Herbert, controversy last week. Is he going to start? Is he not going to start? The scoreboard says no. The Vegas says yes. Number was going all over the place. Davis Mills for Houston. 5-point favorite. One of those unknown territories is the Chargers here. Total 44.5. Whoever's up. Who's up?
Or Dennis. The Chargers have to get Austin Eckler going. He and Joe Mixon are right there at the top in the league as far as carries and touches per game. But both of those guys are struggling for big gains for yardage, so that's one of the problems. Of course, the other problem is Justin Herbert himself. I mean, the kid is just banged up and in a bad way. I think the Chargers win, but I think Houston covers.
I'm gonna be chalk guy again. I'm trying not to be. The Bears were a 3-point favorite last week against the Chargers or against the Texans. The Chargers are only a 5-point favorite. I mean, that one.
Home field.
But it's still one of those where I did kind of look at it and I'm like, boy, this is another one in Vegas that doesn't make a lot of sense. But I'm still leaning toward, I think the Chargers are one of the best teams in the league when Justin Herbert is healthy.
Which he is not.
But like you said, they've got a lot of weapons, including Austin Eckler, that they can rely on. So I'm gonna go with the Chargers in this one.
Trend of the week. Winless teams in week four of their regular season, the last 20 years. You take them against the spread, they're 49-32-1 against the spread. That's 60%. Houston Texans, winless team. I'm taking the Houston Texans, getting the 5. They haven't won a game this year. They've come close, though.
They haven't tied.
They tied. So they're winless. They have not won a game yet. So, yeah, and it's like you guys said, Justin Herbert is noticeably in pain out there. So, yeah, I'm taking the home dog. Chargers have other issues, too. Wide receiver Keenan Allen, he's not going to play again this week, it looks like. So, yeah, I'm going to take Houston getting the points at home. Next game. Here's one for you. Geno Smith and Jared Goff. Seattle Seahawks and the Detroit Lions. The Lions here, 4.5-point favorite after they blew one last week. Total 48, Beer Man.
I can't figure Seattle out. I mean, you beat Denver on the road in Mile High, which is rare. Or no, that was at home, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you win against Denver, who's kind of the team this year that a lot of people are thinking may make a run, which they haven't yet. People know what Geno Smith is. Detroit is kind of the team. They were on, what, Hard Knocks, so a lot of people were jumping on that bandwagon. I like their coach. I don't know what Seattle's doing, so I'm gonna roll with Detroit.
Geno Smith has been better than we expected. Let's just say it. He's not played badly. He's not played great. Jared Goff has played better than we thought they were. So we have two quarterbacks that are both overachieving for the most part. Jared Goff has the weapons, though, and Geno does not. Seattle can't move the ball. They can't run the ball, and they can't. They have no defense, and that's very atypical for that team, for that franchise. So it's tough times for Seattle, and somehow I hate picking Detroit in this position. I feel like it's the wrong pick, but I don't see how I don't see them losing this game. I'm taking Detroit.
Dan Campbell, 3-0 against the spread this year. 10-2 dating back to last year. I go back to that Thanksgiving game against the Bears last year. He totally screwed that game up. I'm supposed to believe now that Dan Campbell is some genius in terms of analytics and things like that. But now there's a difference in being the hunter and the hunted. Detroit, you're going to ask me to lay 4.5 points in this game? I don't like that. Detroit, they've only won twice in their last 31 games by more than a touchdown. Give me Seattle. Give me those 4.5 points. They might put up a lot of points in this game, too, both teams. Let's go to the New York Jets and Pittsburgh Steelers. Looks like Zach Wilson will be starting for the Jets in this one, finally. And, of course, Mitch Trubisky starting for Pittsburgh. Line here, Pittsburgh 3.5-point favorite, total 41.5, dead air Dennis Dillon.
Pittsburgh's defense comes up big in this game. Zach's going to be rusty. He's going to be an improvement, I think. For Joe Flacco, it's hard to evaluate Joe Flacco's performance in the first three games. I mean, you could say he looked terrible, and you could say he looked brilliant at times. I just keep falling back to Zach Wilson not being quite there in his first game back. So I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Is that fair?
I agree with you that you're taking the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. I think the Jets' defense is very much improved. Therefore, I would be heavy on the under in this game. I want to like Trubisky no matter where he is, but I thought maybe it was just the coaching thing in Chicago. I'm starting to think it's just Mitch. I don't think Pittsburgh's going to make a change anytime soon. They've got some tough games coming up. This is almost a must-win for them. I think they pull out the win just barely. I'm going to take the Jets and lay the 3.5.
Pittsburgh needs to have a Mitchapalooza concert.
Yes, they do.
They do. But I will say this. If you've looked at the Jets' three games so far, the Jets have raked up in the fourth quarter in mop-up time. That win they had against Cleveland, that was a miracle at the end. Last week against, who'd they play last week? The Jets. Cincinnati. That's it. Against the Bengals, They got a lot of stuff late in that game. That game had been decided. So a lot of theirs is fraudulent. Of course, that's Joe Flacco, too. Zach Wilson, never proven anything to me. I'm taking Pittsburgh at home. I'm going to lay the 3.5 here as well.
This will be their third game in a row against AFC North teams. That just dawned on me.
Pittsburgh gets a little bit extra rest, too. They played Thursday night last week, so a little bit extra rest for the Steelers in this one. All right, let's go to the most popular team in the desert in terms of Super Bowl future bets. The Philadelphia Eagles against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Philadelphia, 6.5-point home favorite, total 47. Dennis?
So this is the Doug Peterson revenge game, right?
Yes.
That's going to be fun to watch. Jacksonville is so improved. They may not be there yet. I think Philadelphia wins the game, but I'm going to call the Jacksonville cover. And it scares me because I've done that 2 weeks in a row now.
I'm buying completely into Jacksonville. I know early in the season I said the Colts are going to win that division. I think Jacksonville wins that division almost going away. Philadelphia is really hot right now. I've already said that I think Miami loses their game. I think Philadelphia loses their game, and we lose our undefeated teams in week four this year. I'm taking Jacksonville straight up in this one.
Woo, money line pick. There's your money line upset of the week right there. Philly, like or Jacksonville, 6.5-point dog. He's calling for the upset. I'm going to lay the points in this one. You're going to let me lay 6.5 with Philly right now? They've been the best team in the NFC so far this year. And you look at their numbers, they're rolled up stats last week on Washington that made them look silly. Jacksonville, yeah, 2-1 start. Might be a bad spot for them. They've coming off going to the West Coast last week in L.A. Now they're going to the East Coast in Philly. That kind of wears on a team. And then all the hurricane stuff down there they've probably got to deal with. I'm taking Philly here. I got the better offense right now. Jalen Hurts is one of the favorites for MVP right now. That's how well he's rolling. Give me Philly and at home as a 6.5-point favorite. I don't do this much, but I'll lay the points with that one. Let's go to an old NFC East rival, Dallas and Washington. Cooper Rush, the new Dak Prescott. He is a 3-point home favorite over Carson Wentz and the Washington Commandos. Beerman.
Carson Wentz is one of those quarterbacks you don't know what you're going to get from week to week. Last week, he looked like garbage. The week before that, he looked great. I don't know if he's going to rebound. I'm finding it hard to believe that Dallas is winning all these games with a backup quarterback. I don't know how long it's going to last. When do you get enough film on Cooper or Cooper Rush? Yeah. That you can start to figure him out because it is going to happen. Washington should be known for their defense. It's been garbage. But this is not the game that Dallas falters, so I'll lay the 3 and take the Cowboys.
This is one of those picks and games that I love. I think Washington might win this game outright. They were embarrassed last week. Ron Rivera is going to get this team and this ship righted, and I just feel like maybe they come out and win. This is the battle of the ginger quarterbacks, isn't it?
Huh.
With Cooper and Carson going at it. I Jerry World doesn't scare anybody. Washington's going to go in there, and they are going to be, they got humbled last week. They're going to put forth a better effort this week. They've got wide receivers. They've got a nice tight end. They've got offensive weapons that they can use, and their defense, the potential's there. I don't know if Chase Young is back yet or not. I'm not sure what the status is with him, but their defense has been good the last couple of years, and they're going to get it right. Washington.
You talk about lines that make you go, you know, things that make you go, like CNC Music Factory said back in the day. If Dallas is so good right now, Cooper Rush is okay, and Washington has been so lousy, how come Dallas is only a 3-point favorite at home? I want to take Dallas to cover this game, but all the trends are on Washington here. There's so many betting against the public, divisional dogs. All those trends are with Washington, but the numbers say Dallas. This is something where I would say just stay far, far away, but I'll take Dallas to cover this one. Let's go to the next game, and that's the last 1 o'clock game here. Cleveland and Atlanta. Jacoby Brissett, Marcus Mariota. Falcons, a 2-point home dog to the Browns, total 49. Pyramid.
Atlanta won a game against a horrible team. Cleveland, for what it's worth, with Jacoby Brissett has played some pretty decent football. They lost to the Jets, and they shouldn't have, but they had a lead that they lost, what, in the last minute and a half? Defense is going to prevail for Cleveland right here, much like Dennis thinks Pittsburgh's going to prevail. 2 points is questionable. I mean, I don't – that's one of those Vegas lines that I don't understand, and normally I kind of go with – if I don't understand, then go with it. I'm not going with it on this one, and I'm going to take the Browns.
Atlanta's improving. Atlanta is they're turning into a little bit of a team. I believe those guys believe in themselves. Their defense has not been as bad as everybody predicted, and they're home again for the first time in two weeks. So I think it's a nice little homecoming for the Falcons. I think they put it together. I don't think the Browns – I don't know. Will Myles Garrett be playing? He was in a car accident 2 days ago.
He's doubtful at this point.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be in the game. So, yeah, give me Atlanta.
By the way, I want to know more about this Myles Garrett thing. What really happened to that car? There's one car accident, huh? He had a girl with him? What was happening in that car? That's all I want to know.
Watching porn on his iPhone.
Yeah, maybe he was. Falcons right now 3-0 against the spread. And all, you know, all three of these games were legitimately close games. Coming off that long road trip to Seattle last week. I wonder what this line would be, though, if Cleveland had just won that game against the Jets and they'd be undefeated right now. I think Cleveland would be a much bigger favorite in here. I'm going to lay the two. I'm going to take Cleveland. Let's go to Carolina and Arizona. Kyler Murray. Baker Mayfield, a winner last week. And somehow, Carolina, a 1.5-point favorite here, Dennis.
Yeah, that 1 week trend gets reversed this week. Arizona goes in and wins this game. Baker Mayfield. I want to like the guy. I do like the guy. I want to see him play better, but he just at this point he's convinced me that he's just not a very good quarterback. He can't get that offense going. He is struggling to run things. I don't know if Sam Darnold might have been the better choice there after all. I don't know, but Kyler Murray is by far the better quarterback in this game, and I think Arizona goes in and takes care of business. Yeah.
A new Call of Duty came out this week.
Yeah. I was thinking video games too, yeah.
That usually does not bode well for Kyler Murray. That being said, if he has a horrible game, they're going to put that, 4 hours of film every week again is back in the contract or whatever you want to call it.
So he's going to fight hard to not lose.
What? There's nothing. Okay, Carolina may have a better running back, but that's about it in this game. Cliff Kingsbury on the hot seat, Rule on the hot seat, but Arizona knows they've got to keep up. Carolina, I don't think that they think that they're close. I think Arizona thinks they are, even though they're probably not. I'll take the Cardinals.
Cardinals should be 0-3 right now. They had a miracle win against Vegas, game two. Mm-hmm. They are dead last in the league in yards per play differential. They're averaging 2 yards less per play than their opponents. And yards per play is a very key stat for a lot of handicappers out there. I'm going to take Carolina to keep it up. They're going to lay that 1.5, and I'm going to take Carolina here and at home. That's basically the reason I'm taking them. All right, here's a game for you. Speaking of Las Vegas, let's go to Denver and the Raiders. Russell Wilson and Derek Carr. Raiders a 2.5-point favorite. 0-3 Raiders are a 2.5-point favorite. Explain that to me, Beer Man.
I wish I could. Even though Denver won last week, I don't know that they righted the ship. I don't think they looked great.
No.
I still think Nathaniel Hackett is the wrong choice. I do think Jesus Christ, Vegas's coach.
Josh McDaniel.
I do think he's the right coach. He's behaved himself this go-around like he didn't in Denver his first go-around. Vegas is going to come out mad and firing. 2.5 is about as much as I would give there. I think it's a field goal game, but I think Vegas is finally on the right end of one.
Wouldn't surprise me if the Raiders come out and just dominate. Just kill Denver. I think Denver is a better team than what they've shown us. I think Russell Wilson is a better quarterback than what he's shown us. But, you know, that's all of that. And the coach may be, Nathaniel Hackett might be a better coach than he's shown us. But all three of those things aren't going to get fixed right away. LVR, the Las Vegas Raiders, are desperate for a win. They come out banging this week.
Did you really call him Russell Simmons?
Yeah, I did. I think I was going to say
Comedy Jam.
Did I say Simmons or Simpson? I wasn't sure which one.
I love the Def Comedy Jam, Russell Simmons. I've done a Friday night HBO. We're looking for stand-up comics and the big hook to pull somebody off the stage. Yeah. So Russell Simmons, I think they're in trouble this week. Raiders 0-3? Yes. There's a reason why they're 0-3 and they're favored at home. Give me the Raiders. Big. I love this one. Raiders have actually, you know, they played three close games, and they've all been against teams that made the playoffs last year. Even Arizona made the playoffs last year. They should have won that game. And I will take Josh McDaniels, as much as I'm not a fan of him as a coach. Nathaniel Hackett has looked awful as a coach. He looks like he doesn't know what he's doing.
He could be one of those guys that was a great coordinator, although I don't know if he was a great coordinator.
He had Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers almost retired when he lost Nathaniel Hackett, but they said they were buddies. So I don't know if that amounts to much, but I don't think he's a good head coach.
Yeah, if you could walk all over your boss, well, yeah. Why do you want him to leave? So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was telling Nathaniel Hackett how the plays were going to go down.
Yeah.
New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers. It's not Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. It's Brian Hoyer versus Aaron Rodgers. And with that in mind, this line is ballooned. Packers, 10-point favorites, total of 40.5.
Is Rodgers getting comfortable with his receivers yet? Because it doesn't really look like it.
Romeo Dobbs, the rookie, had an explosive game. Went off for like 80 yards, scored a touchdown, 8 targets. Why did you harumph when
I said explosive game?
Well, did you have explosive diarrhea
no,
there?
So? No, I've never heard anything. He had an explosive game.
Yeah, it like popped up in the air there. Well, that's saying something, though, for Green Bay, who have had no luck this year with their wide receivers.
Yeah.
Zero. I mean, nothing's happened for them. So,
you give me New England and 10 points? Really? I mean, I don't think Belichick cares. I do not think he cares this year at all. I took the under on their win total at the beginning of the year, and they're proving exactly why I was right. He's below 500 without Tom Brady, but 10 points against New England. Yeah, I'll take the Patriots, but Green Bay's going to win.
Yeah, Green Bay wins, and I'm going to give up the points as well. I just don't see it. I know New England is coming off of a loss where Mac Jones threw, what, 3 interceptions? He had a horrible game. I don't know that Brian Hoyer can be any worse than that, but this New England's team, this Patriots team just hasn't inspired any confidence in me. And I think Aaron Rodgers is finding a little bit of stride. He's getting a little bit of grit, and he's getting some traction. I don't like it, I'll tell you that, but I'm taking Green Bay.
I like to hear that. Best bet, give me Belichick getting 10 points in this one. Brian Hoyer, he might be not as Mac Jones, but he's got a lot of experience at backing people up. So at least he won't be clueless when he goes out there. And we saw Green Bay last week. I think they had a little more focus on Tampa Bay than they do this game this week. And I'm not going against Belichick with double-digit points. I don't care who the quarterback is. Give me the Patriots getting the double-digit points here. I'll take them against the Green Bay Packers. Let's go to Sunday night football, at least it's Sunday night as of now. Kansas City and Tampa. Kansas City now with all this hubbub, now a 1.5-point favorite over Tampa. Total 45.5, Dennis.
Kansas City. That's it. That's all. Kansas City comes off of a loss. They're going to win. Andy Reid's got this one figured out. Tom Brady. I mean, what's he got? He might get Chris Godwin back this week.
He gets Mike Evans back this week.
Yes.
He gets Mike Evans. That's right. The one game suspension will be up. They've got a great defense. I just don't care. Kansas City's defense is solid, and they're going to roll.
Let me get this. I just don't care. I'm writing this down. Just don't care. Dead air, Dennis Dill. Okay, go ahead.
This is normally the kind of game that Tom Brady wins, but I think he's put in the worst possible situation. Andy Reid, just outside of September, Kansas City coming off a game that they played better, that they should have won. you know, I think this game is going to be incredibly close. Tom Brady would normally win this kind of game coming off a loss, but Kansas City is one of the best teams in the league, and Tampa Bay is still trying to get everybody healthy. So I'm going to take Kansas City in this one.
Do you care?
I think this is going to be the best game of the week. You were talking about all the unders in primetime last week. Mm-hmm. I think this is an over, and it could be a shootout, but I don't think Tom Brady has scored more than, what, 21 points in a game yet this year?
And I think the weather's supposed to be nice. It's supposed to be...
By Sunday it is, because I'm going to Florida.
You are, aren't you?
I'm taking Kansas City here. I'm going to lay the points. I think Tampa is a disaster waiting to happen from quarterback out. But I think Kansas City gets a little bit of revenge on Tampa here. In Tampa, site of the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
We're recording this on a Wednesday. Tom Brady is not practicing today.
There you go. Well, not many people in Tampa are practicing due to the hurricane. So, yes, we don't know how that's going to affect anything going forward, too. Monday night game. Very interesting handicap here. San Francisco 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo. 1.5-point favorites over the Rams, Matthew Stafford. Total 42, Beer Man.
I'm going to take the over in this game, heavy, for sure. Garoppolo with a full week of practice, getting reaccustomed. I was learning some stuff about Garoppolo and the fact that he didn't even have a playbook until they re-signed him, right before?
They wouldn't let him practice, right?
He didn't practice, didn't have a playbook. So, to me, that kind of tells you where he was struggling a little bit. I thought they were pretty focused, but... you know, just a bad situation for Garoppolo to be in. The Rams are still one of the best teams in the league. I do feel like they're dealing with the Super Bowl hangover, but I think they're going to muscle up a little bit in this one, and I'll take the Rams.
So the 49ers had the Sunday night game this past week, and now we get to see them again on Monday night. I call foul, man. San Francisco, the city itself, just kind of sucks. You can go ahead and send your emails into Dead Air Dennis, okay? I want to hear from you if you're listening in San Francisco about how miserable the conditions you are living in. Move to Kentucky, son.
You got to pay $50,000 for parking.
That's yeah. And people are pooping on your lawn. I don't know why, but I'm taking San Francisco in this game. I think they're going to get back to the run game. I think the passing will be smarter and a little more efficient. I can't figure out Los Angeles yet, and I haven't really watched a whole lot, but, you know, again, here's another one. Last week, I felt really good about a lot of the games. This week, not so good, but I'm taking San Francisco.
Love the Niners here. Love the Niners here. Like you said, like Niners 1-2 right now, but they're the fourth best team in the league in yards per play margin. That's a very good handicapping tool. And 49ers against the Rams last 7 games. Niners 6-1 straight up, 6-1 against the number. Give me the Niners on Monday night at home. Big winners over the Rams. All right, so we've gone through all the games. Your best bets for the weekend. I have 4 of them as opposed to about a dozen last week. Mm. But, of course, we were really good last week. So we hope you cashed your tickets, if you know what I mean. Anybody, any volunteers to go first? I will go first if it is voted on by...
Carry on.
The dais here. My best bets. I'm taking the Saints getting 2.5 against the Vikings over in London. I'm taking Houston. Home dog, 5 points against the Chargers. I'm going under, Beer Man. Justin Fields, 45 passes. He's not going to score a lot of points. I'll take under in Giants and Bears, under 39.5. And I will take Bill Belichick and Brian Hoyer getting 10 points against Aaron Rodgers. Not to cover, or not to win, but to cover that double-digit line. Those are my 4 best bets of the weekend, fellas. Whoever wants to go next can go.
I will parlay the Buffalo-Baltimore game and take the over and Buffalo as one of my favorite picks. My other favorite pick would be Kansas City -1.5 against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay just had a lot going on this week with the weather, it's hard to be fully engaged at this stage. So that's my 3 top ones.
I've got 5. I'm taking the Washington Commandos, the Tennessee Titans, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Jacksonville Jaguars in the revenge game. I know you don't like that one, Brad. And the Cincinnati Bengals. are going to crush Miami.
Nice.
Thursday night.
So our best bets, we don't have any repeats here.
No overlays.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
No, we both took Kansas City.
Oh, you both took Kansas City.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have a stat here that I forget to bring up. Kansas City, 6-2 with the under in their last eight games. Tampa Bay, 7-0 with the under in their last six games. Is that correct? Did I write that down right?
7-0 in six games? That's really good. I will.
No, I'm sorry. I had that written down wrong. Coming off of a loss. Both teams coming off of a loss. Kansas City 6-2, Tampa Bay 7-0.
That's another reason why we talked about trends like you're talking about. We talked about the Houston Texans being a trend. That's one reason why I like the Raiders too. The Raiders are a winless team, and they're a 2.5-point favorite.
Yes. So let me put that back in my favorites too. Okay, so I have six favorites. Yeah, I forgot about the Raiders game.
The Raiders, that's one of my favorites, but favorite. I didn't put that in my best bets because, well, they're favored. So I take dogs and unders for the real cash money, if you know what I mean.
I've only got five dogs taken this week, whereas last week it was probably reversed.
Mm-hmm. Like we said, every week's different. I came out of here last week, I think I had 12 best bets, and this week I've got four. It just shows you not every week is the same, you know. Mm-hmm. And to stay here and say, oh, I've got to have this many, I've got to have that many. No, you don't. They play the national anthem every week. You could pick, you know, two games this week and 10 next week. Who cares? You know.
So I got to give props. We do the pigskin pick 'em on ESPN. Not only is Dennis in first place in our league, he is 99.3%. So there's only 0.7% of the people that are playing this game that are better than him right now. 30-18.
Thanks, buddy.
On the year.
30-18.
30-18
in just 3 weeks.
Against the spread.
Against the spread.
We're having some technical difficulties. You know, I don't know what's wrong with his microphone over there.
You can win 10 games a week against the spread. You know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
To this day, I don't know that he knows what he's doing, but he's a good guesser.
I know he doesn't know what he's doing.
I do it every year, boys.
We know for a fact he has no clue what he's doing. He's listening to some podcast and letting some hothead tell him who to pick in these
games. Many years you want to go back and check my records?
I don't want to go
back. He won last year.
There was a clerical error.
I won week one and then fell off a cliff.
Somehow the picks, I want to put the picks on my show.
Will you stop talking about you?
Well, it's all about, the bottom line. Fellas, I appreciate it as always. Any parting shots for week four preview here on the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast?
Hooday, white uniforms, white helmets. Let's go Bengals. I'm excited about it. I'm really, that'll be the first game I actually get to sit and watch without having to run it in our radio studio, so I'm real excited to watch it Thursday.
As much as I love the Bears, I didn't want to watch them against the Packers because I kind of knew what the outcome was going to be. Mm-hmm. The game in San Francisco was garbage against San Francisco was garbage because of the weather.
Yeah.
The game against Houston, who wants to watch the Bears and the Texans? And now they've got to play the Giants. Can I at least have an exciting, riveting game with the Bears involved in it?
Bear.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing this podcast every week with me. I'm like you guys. I learn a little bit every week that I didn't know and get a differing point of view, and that's always good, so I appreciate that. I can't hear much this week because I got so much money in my ears from last week, so it's tough for me to differentiate what you're saying. So I'll just listen to myself as far as picks go.
You always do.
Well, that's true. That's very true. But, I enjoy doing this podcast, and I always appreciate you guys coming in here and doing this with me. I know we're all kind of equal in this, but this week it's going to be a little bit different than last week. I think we're going to see a little change in the momentum. We've seen a lot of underdogs and a lot of unders play. I got a feeling we're going to see a little bit of change in the momentum, so to speak. I wouldn't doubt seeing a lot of chalk rise to the occasion this week.
Thanks, Stanley, for the gift, beer man. Thanks for the Coors Light, and happy National Beer Day, boys.
National Drink a Beer Day.
Amen.
Cheers.
Get us out of here, Dennis.
That's it for the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, live from Lexington, Kentucky, for Beer Man on Classic Rock 92.1 and Brad Taylor from ESPN 1300 Radio. My name is Dead Air Dennis. Get your kicks, y'all.
Did we forget Suck It? What's its name?
Suck It, Stivers.
And until the next time, as always, suck on this, Stivers.
Yeah.
May the winners be yours.